order to marry novelist John Irving. They'll be living on Long Island, New York. Her resignation is effective March 1st, and Turnbull says she'll be looking for her own replacement. Political strife and terrorism have been affecting the work of archaeologists around the world. Field workers from the Royal Ontario Museum are among those who have had to change plans. One has switched his work from Iran to South Yemen, and another has had to close down a project in Lebanon. Those problems are on the agenda at today's 8th annual ROM Colloquium in Toronto. Bud Riley reports.
Since the Islamic Revolution, ROM director Kyler Young has not been able to work in Iran. He switched to archaeology in Iraq. Kyler Young says archaeologists are practically fearless.
It takes a full-scale revolution or real trouble to scare off a ROM curator. A little bit of terrorism, a couple of planes blowing up, that never really bothers anybody.
Wars have always interrupted field research. Dr. Young believes that the situation eventually will return to normal. He says the ROM will be ready. He has no doubts about returning to Iran someday.
One has to be patient. In any case, research is a long-term proposition. The ROM will be here 100 years from now, and we'll still be doing these kinds of things, and we'll be back into the areas that we can't go to today.
Until that happens, there's plenty of work to do. ROM researchers are doing interesting projects all the way from examining mammoth bones found in the posh Rosedale section of Toronto to collecting trilobite fauna in the upper Bob Cajun formation of southern Ontario. These are close-to-home projects, which do not require dodging terrorist bullets and bombs. For the Arts Report, I'm Bud Riley in Toronto.
The president of Toronto's multilingual TV station, CFMT, has been knighted by the government of Italy. Danny Annuzzi heads up North America's only full-time multilingual operation. The honor is...